Remember after we left the old home place, we left our, we had one of them old box heating stove, you know, and the little old cook stove, and we left it there in the old house when we moved off, and we moved in with a fellow, his wife had died, and he had three children. That was about the only thing that we, and we stayed there a year with them, and when, after we moved out of the old house, why, somebody else from somewhere else, he didn't live around there anyway, he wanted to rent our house, and they lived there for a year anyway. But when we left this place where we went to live with this fellow that had these small children, well, we didn't have no stove of any kind. This fellow that lived there in the old house, he'd taken the our old stove and stuff along with him when he left. So I know we moved to a place in the edge of the woods, and we picked cotton, mother and the older ones. Well, I was still yet little at that time, but I never did pick much cotton, but I was out there with them, all this, my two brothers and my sister and myself and my mother, we picked cotton, I know, that fall. And then we bought a stove, cook stove, from after we'd picked cotton a little while, for an old fella back over in the edge of another woods. And I don't remember, we got some folks that sold out that lived right close to where we did, had a sale, and they sold the farm and went up north somewhere. They, I don't know whether the mother bought the heating stove from them or not, but anyhow, we moved in the house when they moved out, and we had this little, they'd left the heating stove there, and I suppose maybe my mother had bought it from them. So that was about the way we went on then.
Did you come into town much?
No. A little old country store down there. They called that was Hagler. We went there and got what little groceries we had, and sometimes over there at that, what they call the old Lena, that was, but this Hagler was closer to us at that time. And we moved around from one place to another quite often, and they'd be old empty houses, that, which was always better than the old house. That, but anyway, my mother sold the old homestead. The old house, I think it just about fell down. I know the barn had already fell down, I believe, before we left there.